This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The Chandigarh-Dibrugarh Express derailed on the Gonda-Gorakhpur route near Jhilai Halt in the Mankapur section. According to railway officials, rescue and relief teams from Lucknow have been dispatched and senior railway officials are also en route to the site. Local administration and villagers have commenced rescue operations. No information of any injury or casualty has been received yet. The Supreme Court says any order for conducting the NEET UG 2024 afresh has to be on the concrete footing. The Supreme Court today started hearing more than 40 petitions alleging irregularities and malpractices in the conduct of the medical entrance exam NEET UG 2024. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India, CJI DY Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra commenced a crucial hearing on the batch of petitions related to the controversy-ridden medical entrance exam NEET UG 2024, saying that it has social ramifications. The court will resume the hearing in the afternoon. More than 23.33 lakh students had taken the test on May 5 at 4,750 centres in 571 cities, including 14 overseas. Let's go live to Lucknow. Our Lucknow correspondent on what is the latest update.
Well, the information of a big train accident, the derailment is coming from Gonda, the place where the accident happened.
We'll go over to
Sushil,
who gives us the latest update on the derailed railways.
At least four bogies have been derailed. Some of them are AC bogies. Many people are said to be injured.
The CBI has detained four students of AIIMS Patna today in connection with the NEET UG entrance examination paper leak case. AIIMS Patna Executive Director Dr. G.K. Pal said the students who have been taken into custody are second and third year of MBBS course. He said the officials of the agency had given prior information regarding custody of these students. The agency has also seized laptops of detained students and sealed their rooms. The CBI is questioning these students. Justice Nongpeng Kapam, Koteshwar Singh and Justice R. Mahadevan took oath as judges of the Supreme Court. Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur, administered the oath to both the judges. Before his elevation to the apex court, Justice Nongmay Kapam Koteshwar Singh was Chief Justice of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh High Court. Justice R. Mahadevan was Judge of Madras High Court. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar inaugurated India's first overseas Jan Aushadhi Kendra in Mauritius yesterday. He was joined by Mauritius Prime Minister Pravind Kumar Jagannath during the inauguration. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said, this Aushadhi Kendra is the delivery of the promise made by Prime Minister Narendra Modi earlier this year. He further said that the India-Mauritius Health Partnership Project will supply cost-effective made-in-India medicines to augment public health care and enhance well-being. Earlier, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar inaugurated the MediClinic project at Grand Boys in Mauritius with Indian Grant assistance, calling it the newest expression of our friendship. Speaking at the inauguration of the project, Dr. Jayashankar said the initiative will provide secondary health care for 16,000 people in the Grand Boys area. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a two-day official visit to Bhutan from tomorrow. It will be his first visit abroad after taking over as the Foreign Secretary. During the visit, the Foreign Secretary will call on the Prime Minister, Minister of Foreign Affairs and External Trade and meet his Bhutanese counterpart and other senior officials of the Royal Government of Bhutan. The two foreign secretaries will also co-chair the India-Bhutan Development Cooperation talks. And that is the end of this news bulletin.